During the first half of World War II, the United States used vessels called Liberty Ships to haul cargo and troops across the oceans. However, the lumbering boats were no match for German U-boats. The solution was a new class of ships to help win the war. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Victory ships were built to sail faster than a German U-boat submarine. It gave the vessels increased flexibility in how it navigated the oceans during World War II.
They could be in convoy. They could have been sailing separately. Again, these were faster. A lot of them sailed in the Pacific on their own. Sometimes they'd sail in very large convoys of 100 ships or more. They'd defend themselves with pretty large caliber weapon. There was 5-inch gun back aft, 3-inch gun up forward. They had 8 20-millimeter Oerlikon cannons for anti-aircraft fire.
Bill Kuzmick is executive director of the American Victory Ship and Museum in Tampa, Florida.
Well, you had merchant sailors on board that sailed the ship. They were given a civilian status, so they had to have a Navy armed guard on board that did the defending of the ship with the guns. These gentlemen really fought for their country as well.
All kinds of cargo was hauled below deck.
Depending on the trip, certainly, but you name it. You know, bullets, bombs, beans, rail cars, tanks, jeeps, telephone poles. You name it. They served through the war, both with the troops and the rebuilding of Europe was very common.
Over 500 victory ships were built for World War II. The ships found various uses over the next three decades.
Often they'd be retired until needed again. This ship went into various stages of layup in between the wars, as I mentioned, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, as well as rebuilding of Europe and some other activities over the years. They'd go into kind of a layup status often, unless they were pressed into service for some other need.
But by the 1990s, most had been scrapped, except this one in Tampa. Why is it still here? That's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Tampa, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.